ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याघजमुर्भुरिं माधुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रियतः परकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागजातं सहगणरघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Backtracking, yesterday spoke about dasharha. One of the meanings is he who accepts gifts. He is the proper person. He is the suitable person. Actually, no one else is suitable to give anything to. Krishna is the person who should be given to. He is the only one who can independently accept anything because everything belongs to him. The whole idea of one person giving to another goes on the platform of thievery. If I think I will give something to someone else, well, first of all, it doesn't belong to us. Nor can we give it to anyone else because it doesn't belong to them either. Everything belongs to him, to Krishna. As Prabhupada often gave the example, someone says, I will renounce everything. It's like a man walking into a bank, or a woman for that matter, in these gender equal days, and announcing to everyone, I renounce everything. But it doesn't belong to you, so how can you renounce it? The whole idea of renouncing the world rests on the mistaken presupposition that we have any claim to it whatsoever. So in fact, we can't really renounce anything because we don't belong, nothing belongs to us. Nonetheless, the tendency is there to give to others. Now the Christmas season, it's not a very big thing in India, but in the West it's a big season for giving gifts. So the idea, give to something to someone to make them feel happy. That's the idea. And giving gifts can also be, there are various reasons for which one may give gifts. One may give a gift to try to win a favor from a person, to make them feel more inclined to you. A man may give a gift to a woman this doesn't go on in India, it goes on in the Western world, to try to woo her or to seduce her. Politically, one gives gifts when a delegation from one country goes to another country and they offer some gifts. If some delegation from America goes to Russia, or a business delegation, they'll give them some Russian dolls, which is a symbol of the Russian culture, like this. So some gifts may be given. Giving gifts to children makes what will I get, something exciting for them. But ultimately, the only person we can really give to is, well, first of all, we can't give, but if we have the idea that something belongs to me, yeah, something belongs to us in a provisional way. It's given to us by God to use, but with the understanding that we're using it, but we're not actually the proprietor. Just like someone goes to their office and they work on the computer, which is owned by the company. And you're supposed to use it for the company. You're not supposed to use it for personal emails or blogging or surfing or trolling or any such thing. You're supposed to use it only for the company's purposes. So in the same way, everything belongs to him. And in the company also, the company may also provide some facilities for coffee, toilet, maybe even rest. Some, especially IT firms in India, they give you facility. You can go and sleep, so you don't have to go home. You just they'll bring you pizza, order a pizza, go on. You eat at work, and when you fall asleep at the computer, they take you out and put you on the bed, and then you work again. So they provide all facilities. But the whole idea is so you can work for the company. Now that's a mundane example. But we're supposed to live in, God gives us facilities in this world, which we, if we use it for our own sense gratification, then that's a misuse. We're supposed to use it for His glorification and for getting, for utilizing human birth, for getting out of the cycle of birth and death. So that tena tyaktena bhunjita magrita kasya svidhanam, everything belongs to him. Ishavasya midang sarvam yat kinchit jagatam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita magrita kasya svidhanam, everything in this world is provided for and belongs to and is meant to be used for Isha. Isha is the first verse of the Isha Upanishad. So we have a right to use just what we need, not anything more than that. But if more is produced, then that should be offered in yajna, and it should be offered to him. There's the idea of offering yajnas to different demigods, but ultimately we should know, as this name comes up in Vishnu Sahasranam, Yajnapati, Yajnabhuk, Yajna, he is the one to whom everything is to be offered. He is the only one who is, he's the proper person to offer things to. The idea of worshipping different demigods because they give different benedictions. Well, they do, but we should know that they do so on behalf of Krishna, that's all. Not that they are independent givers. That's stated. What is that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita? Yepi anya devata bhakta yajante shraddhaya anvita tepi mam eva kante yajantya vidhi purvakam. People worship different demigods, but actually that worship is meant for Krishna. And worshipping demigods, it's done, but it's not really the proper way to do things. So that's another point to be deduced from the name Dasharha, which is, as I was saying yesterday, used in Bhagavatam to, it refers to Krishna and to Balaram, both of them. Now the next name is a name that if you study Bhagavatam carefully, as Srila Prabhupada says, to read the one should read the Sanskrit as well, the verse and the word-for-word translations as well as the English translation. This is a name that is, we come across quite often in the Bhagavatam. It's Satvatampati. Satvatampati. It means the Lord of persons who are filled with sattva. And Srila Prabhupada pretty much always translates that as devotees who have Shuddha Sattva. There's also the Vaishnava Agamas, they're also called the Sattvata Tantra, the Shastra that is meant for persons who are fully on the platform of goodness. Fully on the platform of goodness means Sattvang Vishuddham Vasudeva Shadditam, that which is full of the consciousness of Vasudeva, that is fully pure goodness, not or fully pure existence, not contaminated by Rajoguna or Tamoguna. The Sattvaguna of this material world is a reflection of the Shuddha Sattva of the spiritual world, and persons who possess that. Krishna, of course, when we say pati, he's the pati of everything and everyone. He's Yajnapati, Yadupati, Raghupati, pati, just pati, Prajapati. He's the Lord of everything and everyone. But still these different names are given in the Vishnu Sahasranam, just to show in different ways how he is exceptional in all ways. He is supreme in all ways. He is best in all ways. And therefore he is the proper object of devotion for all of us. So, Parashara Bhatti gives a very detailed meaning, starting off with the word sat. Sat, the word sat, very common word. This gives rise to the quality of sattva, that which has the quality of sat, which means goodness, existence, reality, truth, that which has the quality of sat is called sattva. So when we say truthfulness, sat means existence, so sattva means the existing goodness, that is the quality of goodness, that which has the quality of goodness is good, and so on. So sattvan is one who knows that, who has the one who is possessed of the quality of sattva, or one who knows Brahman. Sattvata, so we're going from sat to sattva to sattvan to sattvata. It signifies the act of such a person in knowing Brahman, or in acquiring this quality of sattva, or the scriptures followed by such a person. In other words, such persons are Bhagavatas, or devotees of Vishnu. So since Bhagavan is the Lord of the Sattvatas or the Bhagavatas, he is Sattvatam Patihi. We find in the Bhagavatam, this term, it comes up no less than 17 times, which is quite a lot, demonstrating a particular point. At least once it comes up in relationship to the Yadavas, the Sattvatam Pati refers to the Lord of the Yadavas. Shankara, he gives the explanation that those who follow the Sattvata Tantra, or the scriptures which are in the Sattvagun, he is the Lord of them. So we understand that there are different shastras meant for different people in different modes of nature. There are, among the 18 Mahapuranas, 6 are meant for those in the mode of goodness, 6 in the mode of passion, 6 for those in the mode of ignorance. So there were modes, The scriptures in the Puranas, aimed at persons in the mode of goodness, they glorify Vishnu. So there you have, Satvatang Pati. Those in the mode of passion, they glorify Brahma. Actually, all the Shastras glorify Vishnu, but you'll find throughout the glorification of Vishnu. But some do so primarily, and some do so secondarily, or even in a tertiary way. Those in the mode of ignorance, they glorify Shiva. So, persons who are inclined to the sattvic shastras, they follow the they are the devotees, and of course the Srimad Bhagavatam is unique in as much as there's no Kaitava Dharma. There's no Dharma therein which is connected with the lower modes of or any of the modes of nature. The Pancharatra. The Pancharatra is the Sattvata Tantra, and therefore the followers of the Pancharatra are called the Sattvatas. Another Sri Vaishnava commentator says that this name refers to Bhagavan as being the originator of the Pancharatra system. He spoke these Pancharatras in 5 nights, and therefore he's the protector of those who follow it. 17 instances of the name Satvata Pati appearing in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the first canto, second chapter, at the end of a series of very important verses describing the nature of pure devotional service, well-known verses such as Dharmas Vanushtitapam Sang Vishvaksena Katasaya Notpadiyad Yadiratim Shrama Evi Kevalam, that unless, even if one follows Dharma very nicely according to one's position in Varna and Ashram, if he does not attain by so doing a taste for hearing about Krishna, then his work is just work, that's all. He doesn't gain any actual spiritual benefit from it. So the conclusion of all those verses, Savai Pung Sang Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktirat Hokshajaya Haitokya Pratiyataya Yatma Supersedati, the very definition of the topmost dharma for every living being is pure devotion to the transcendent Lord, who is beyond the power of our mundane senses to grasp. Pure devotion means that which is unmotivated and uninterrupted, unstoppable in any circumstances. Only such devotion can fully satisfy the self. So the conclusion of this short but essential series of verses is Tasmade kena manasa bhagavan sattvatang patihi shrotavya kirtitavyascha dheya pujas cha nityada. Therefore, with one-pointed mind, Bhagavan, about Bhagavan, who is the Sattvatang Pati, the protector of the devotees, that's also been in this series of verses, that's from the very beginning of Bhagavatam, that idea is given. He is... Devotees are those who are nirmatsaranam satam. They're free from any envy. And satam, they're fixed in the position of sat, of goodness. So, for persons, that's in this series of verses in the second chapter of Bhagavatam also, we have that Shinvatang Swakata Krishna Punyashavana Kirtana Hridyanta Sohya Bhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrit Satam, those who are Sat or Sattvata, they hear about Krishna. And Krishna cleans from their heart by the process of hearing about him. He cleans from the heart of such persons, the devotees, all dirty things. Simply to hear about Krishna, to hear about him or chant about him is the most pious activity. Therefore, tasmadekena manasa bhagavan satvatang pati. This summarizes all these previous verses. He is the one who should be heard about, glorified, meditated upon, and worshipped nityada, all the time. Then, in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, a verse of obeisance, namas tubhyam bhagavate purushaya mahatmane vasudevaya krishnaya satvatang pataye namaha, offering obeisance twice in the first and the last word of the verse, unto you, namas tubhyam, unto you, bhagavate, who are the Supreme Lord, Purusha, Supreme Person, Mahatma, great Atma, great person, great soul, who are specifically, the name is Vasudev, we offer to you, Krishna, who is Satvatapati. So there's two of the 15 examples. And again, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives the specific meaning, the Lord of the Yadus, and also he explains that the Lord and Master of the great souls who preach the truth about him, Satvatapati, those who preach the truth about him for the benefit of the conditioned souls, he particularly protects them and leads them and guides them in all ways. Hare Krishna. Short and sweet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question about this? Okay. So, finished. We'll just have a quick little class each day like that. Hare Krishna.